Hello, and welcome to our program. My name is Doris Lee, and I will be reading audiobook reviews here on Sight and the Sound Radio.
Audiophile Magazine Fiction.
Days of Wonder by Carolyn Levitt. Read by Z Sands, Stephanie Willing, and Steve Quinn. Stephanie Willing, Z Sands, and Steve Quinn work together beautifully to bring forth the emotional vibrancy, complicated family dynamics, and romantic entanglement in Levitt's latest novel. With a youthful textured intonation, Willing captures what it feels like to be Ella, a young woman who is coming out of a fraught situation in search of a fresh start. Sand's low emotive register and careful pacing splendidly conveys the loneliness tinged with hopefulness of Ella's mother, Helen, who has also traveled a challenging path and needs to keep going. Quinn adeptly portrays Ella's former boyfriend, Jude, who is navigating marriage and fatherhood after a difficult upbringing. While the novel contains moments of implausibility, overall, it is a poignant story of loss and redemption. M.J. Hatchet Audio. 10.25 hours. Unabridged. Trade Edition Digital Download. $27.99. Colton Gentry's Third Act by Jeff Zinter. Read by Charlie Thurston. Charlie Thurston's narration engages whether in flashbacks of Colton Gentry's high school years or accounts of his present-day return to his hometown. Thurston's fluid transitions transcend leaps in time and credibly illuminate Colton's ongoing affection of Luann, his first love. While Colton speaks in a neutral tone, Thurston's expressions of his interior reveal his struggles with alcohol, a lost career, and grief over his best friend's death, as well as his gratitude when Luann offers him a restaurant job. Thurston's narration maximizes the strong dialogue throughout, whether he's delivering Colton's poignant apologies to those he's wronged, witty repartee with Luann, or the slow burn of their rekindling relationship. Thurston's mild southern accents add to the charm, as do the descriptions of the restaurant's farm-to-table dishes. S.W. Hatchet Audio, 11 hours, unabridged. Trade Edition, Digital Download, $27.99. Fruit of the Dead by Rachel Lyon, read by Carlotta Brenton and Joy Osmansky. Carlotta Brenton and Joy Osmansky, both talented and experienced narrators, are a fantastic match for this updated and very American retelling of the myth of Persephone and Demeter. It's set in New York and on a private island over the course of one summer. Brenton voices Corey Ansel, an aimless 18-year-old. Alternate chapters feature the perspective of Corey's mother, Emer, who is at times career-obsessed, at times child-obsessed. She is voiced by Osmansky. Secondary characters are portrayed according to which woman is delivering the chapter. Pairing Osmansky and Brenton is an excellent choice of casting, for while their voices are similar, they are different enough to allow the listener to become immersed in the joint storytelling. Together, they provide a memorable listening experience. C.F. Simon & Schuster Audio, 10.75 hours, unabridged. Trade Edition, Digital Download, $23.99.
Audiophile Magazine, Romance. Birding with Benefits by Sarah T. Dubb. Read by Mia Hutchison Shaw and Evan Sibley. Narrators Mia Hutchison Shaw and Evan Sibley are a winning team in this charming romance. Mom and teacher Celeste is trying to find herself again after a divorce. John is a woodworker hoping to get his idea for a bird guiding business off the ground. She's a complete newbie to birding, but Celeste agrees to be John's partner in the 42-day bird binge competition and to pose as his girlfriend, though neither is looking for a real relationship. Hutchison Shaw's ex-husband complained that she was too much. Sibley captures John's shy outward demeanor and thoughtful inner world. Attraction sparks as John and Celeste add birds to their list in the beautifully described Arizona wilderness. For listeners, it's all a delight. J.M.D. Simon & Schuster Audio, 10 hours, unabridged. Trade Edition, digital download, $24.99. The Fake Dating Game by Timothy Janofsky. Read by Mark Sanderlin. Narrator Mark Sanderlin brings a dry sense of humor to this queer fake dating rom-com. When Holden James' partner unceremoniously dumps him just before they were to audition for their favorite game show, Holden scrambles to find a replacement. Enter Leo Min, who is happy to be Holden's fake boyfriend for the competition. What neither anticipates is their real sizzling chemistry. Sanderlin brings each character to life with a distinct voice. Personalities range from Holden's ex-boyfriend's stuffiness to Leo's warmth and easygoing style. Sanderlin takes care to amplify the emotions in each scene. Whether silly and lighthearted or steamy and sensual, all is delivered through Sanderlin's charming narration. C.J.C. Harlequin Audio, 7.5 hours, unabridged. Trade Edition, digital download, $21.99. A Governess's Guide to Passion and Peril, A Lady's Guide, Book 4, by Manda Collins, read by Mary Jane Wells. Mary Jane Wells' eloquent voice captivates the listener as she delivers this historical romantic suspense. Jane Halliwell once had dreams of owning her own home. However, due to her father's death, those dreams never materialized. Now working as a governess to make ends meet, she finds her life turned upside down when her employer is murdered. To solve the crime, Jane must work with Lord Adrian Fielding, who once broke her heart. Narrating in the third person, Wells delivers nuance, fluidity, and charm while immersing listeners in every aspect of the story. Her dialogue showcases various accents, and her tone is always appropriate. Listeners will be rooting for Jane and Adrian to identify the murderer and find happiness together. J.J.M. Hatchet Audio, 6.5 hours, unabridged. Trade Edition, digital download, $24.99. In Which Margot Halifax Earns Her Shocking Reputation, by Alexandra Vasti, read by Meharry Morrison. Meharry Morrison narrates a sweet yet decidedly spicy historical romance. Delighted at being half of the notorious Halifax Hellions, Margot Halifax is unwilling to see how her shocking reputation could limit her. Buttoned-up Henry Mortimer has loved Margot for years, precisely because of her impetuosity, but has never spoken of his feelings. Morrison's narration captures both Margot's madcap behavior and Henry's calm practicality. Morrison deftly peels back the facades Margot and Henry present to show deeper truths, such as Margot's unacknowledged fear of being abandoned and Henry's secret erotic fantasies regarding Margot, which she is delightfully eager to reciprocate. Morrison's performance both charms and titillates. K.M.P. Dreamscape, 3.5 hours, unabridged. Trade Edition, digital download, $14.03. Sex, Lies, and Sensibility, by Nikki Payne, read by Casey Rogers, Phil Ava, and Nikki Payne. Casey Rogers and Phil Ava narrate a contemporary take on Sense and Sensibility. After learning at their father's funeral that they are his secret family and will inherit nothing, Nora and her sister set out to make the best of it. Enos Bear Freeman is struggling to keep his business afloat when two seemingly rich girls show up to complicate his life. Rogers' portrayal of Nora is achingly poignant, giving equal weight to her shame at a past trauma, grief at her father's death, rage at how she has been treated, and determined to succeed. Ava's portrayal of Bear is heartbreaking, highlighting his desire to do right by others while sacrificing his own happiness. A brief author's note read by Nikki Payne provides insightful context. K.M.P. Penguin Audio, 11.25 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $22.50. Books on tape, library edition, digital download, $95. Waiting for the Flood by Alex Hall, read by Will Watt. Will Watt expertly performs the second in the Spires series. A re-release of a previously published book, this audiobook includes additional stories and background material featuring Edwin, his ex, Marius, and their new loves. As a flood hits his Oxford neighborhood, Edwin meets Adam, the ginger civil engineer, who is trying to lessen the impending damage to the community. After leaving his parents' home in an agitated rush, Marius falls, spraining his foot and losing his phone in the nearby river. When Leo rescues him, the two spend Christmas in his boathouse, discovering something neither thought possible. Watt's knack for capturing characters' uniqueness shines brightly, most notably in his portrayal of Edwin. Watt's expressive delivery transports listeners to the slices of Edwin and Marius' lives. A.L.S.M. Dreamscape, 8.75 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $27.29.
You're listening to Audiobook Reviews on Sight into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight into Sound on HD4 on 88.7 KUHF, channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as your smart speaker. You can also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight into Sound Radio since 1967.
Audiophile Magazine, Mystery and Suspense. The Night House by Joe Nesbo and Neil Smith, translation. Read by Michael Crouch. Like a gifted storyteller conjuring scary tales, Michael Crouch gives a riveted performance of this gripping psychological suspense by Norwegian mystery writer Joe Nesbo in a departure from his Harry Hole detective novels. Crouch channels 14-year-old Richard, recently arrived in a foster home after the deaths of his parents in a fire. Before long, Richard starts to experience some truly terrifying supernatural phenomena, a classmate swallowed by a telephone, for example. Crouch modulates his voice to sound like the jaded yet incredulous adolescent and like the disembodied sinister voice that occasionally drops in during his phone calls. A great listen for fans of the paranormal is made even better by a great narrator. D.G.L. Random House Audio, 6.5 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $20. Books on tape, library edition, digital download, $66.50. The Mystery Writer by Sulari Gentile, read by Catherine Luttrell. Catherine Luttrell portrays Theodosia, who gives up her law studies in Australia and goes to stay with her brother, Gus, in Kansas, to pursue her dream of becoming a writer. When she finds the body of a famous writer who had befriended her in a coffee shop, she and Gus find their world turned upside down. They're drawn into a world of preppers, conspiracy theorists, and book publishers with evil intent. Luttrell's strong characterizations and use of accents create believable and likable characters. In fast-paced dialogue, Luttrell seamlessly moves between Australian and American accents, letting the humor that is sprinkled throughout the twisting plot shine. KJP Dreamscape 10.75 hours unabridged trade edition digital download $25. The Spy Coast, The Martini Club, Book 1 by Tess Garriston, read by Hillary Huber and Brittany Presley. Through Hillary Huber's masterful performance, listeners are introduced to former spy Maggie Bird, who is now happily raising chickens on her small farm in Maine. But a dead body on her doorstep and an attempt on her life force Maggie to use her espionage skills once again. Joined by her fellow former spies, the members of the Martini Club, Maggie travels back to several former assignment sites to uncover who is behind the threats. Along the way, listeners become privy to Maggie's backstory. Huber convincingly portrays Maggie as a courageous, intelligent woman. Brittany Presley voices Bella, the other key woman in the well-paced thriller. Presley's performance as a spoiled, moody teenager is particularly effective. The result is a totally engaging launch of this new series. EQ Brilliance Audio 10.5 hours unabridged trade edition digital download $42.99. Also, compact disc and MP3. Death Under a Little Sky, Jake Jackson, Book 1 by Stige Abel, read by Oliver Himbrough. Thanks to Stig Abel's remarkable debut novel, Oliver Himbrough has the material needed to provide hours of engrossing listening. When former police officer Jake Jackson inherits his uncle's remote farm, he decides to disconnect from his London life and move in. Leaving behind all modern conveniences, Jake finds contentment he never dreamed possible. But when human bones are found, he's dragged back into detective work. Himbrough's performance captures both the lyrical beauty of the countryside and the intensity of this well-plotted mystery. An assortment of odd local and a lovely female veterinarian round out the suspects as Jake assists the local police in their investigation. This audiobook is several cuts above the crowd, thanks to intelligent writing and an outstanding performance by Himbrough. S.J.H. Harper Audio, 10 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $27.99. Harbor Lights by James Lee Burke, read by Gary Furlong, Matt Pittinger, Michael David Axtell, Ali Andre Ali, Alan Carlson, Kaleo Griffith, Leon Nixon, and Zach Ailman. The 8 performances here provide depth to the settings of these evocative short stories. Themes of race and class are covered, offering fascinating windows into lives on the fringe. Among the standout moments, Alan Carlson's exquisitely conveys the violence and ethical dilemmas a professor faces when his daughter is attacked and the police do nothing. Gary Furlong captures a challenging father and son dynamic after they witness a tanker capsize. And Leon Nixon captivates when a professor and son are trapped in a rural town during a road trip. The listening experience may be deliberately disorienting as settings and timelines shift, but the soundscape never loses rhythm or pace or breaks its spell. SPC. Simon & Schuster Audio, 10.75 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $24.99. Crossroad Blues, Nick Travers, Book 1, 25th Anniversary Edition, by Ace Atkins and read by Dion Graham. Narrator Dion Graham, with his ability to tap into a wide variety of voices, is the right pick for this blues-heavy novel, first published in 1998, featuring music, violence, sex, and a psychopath. Nick Travers is a former pro football player turned blues historian at Tulane University in Louisiana. He is sent to find a music professor who went missing while researching the legendary 1930s blues musician Robert Johnson. The mission gets messy. There are many characters involved in the story, and Graham's stellar work helps the listener keep them straight. He goes beyond giving them different voices and pacing. He varies entire dialects. He is also nicely expressive in the narrative portions of the audiobook. This is simply a first-rate performance by a first-rate narrator. G.S. Recorded Books, 7.25 hours unabridged. Library Edition, Compact Disc, $74.75. Also, digital download and MP3. The Murder of Roger Ackroyd, Allison Larkin Presents, by Agatha Christie and Allison Larkin, read by Simon Jones. Golden voice Simon Jones delivers Agatha Christie's classic locked room mystery to perfection. After the overdose death of Mrs. Ferrars and the murder of his friend Roger Ackroyd a short time later, Dr. Shepherd recounts a story of guilt, blackmail, and despair. Hercule Poirot is renting the cottage next to Shepherd's and soon is drawn into the investigation. Jones provides varied accents for characters ranging from Shepherd's plummy-voiced sister, a spinster, to stuffy butlers, eager maids, unreliable Ackroyd family members, and the local police, all of whom populate the village of King's Abbot. Jones' interpretation of Poirot is impeccable. The elaborate setup and misdirections of Christie's 1926 novel offers a masterclass in mystery writing, and Jones' performance leaves listeners fully satisfied. S.J.H. Allison Larkin Presents, 7.75 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $19.95. The Busybody, by Kemper Donovan, read by Eva Kaminsky. Narrator Eva Kaminsky sets just the right snarky tone for the protagonist of this mystery, a misanthropic ghostwriter who has been hired to help a failed presidential candidate write her memoir. But when the murder intervenes, the unnamed ghostwriter and Dorothy Gibson, the candidate, decide to become amateur sleuths. Much to our ghostwriter's surprise, the two not only solve the case but also become friends. Kemper Donovan, who hosts an Agatha Christie podcast, uses some of that writer's best-known conventions, such as assembling the suspects in a drawing room to unveil the murderer. While some of the plot twists are a little far-fetched, the rapport between the main characters is engaging, and the protagonist is a wonderful guide for this debut series. Listeners will enjoy her pithy observations, trenchantly delivered by Kaminsky. LWS. Recorded Books, 10 Hours, Unabridged. Library Edition, Digital Download, $27.99. Also, Compact Disc and MP3. Has anyone seen Charlotte Salter? By Nikki French, read by Jane Collingwood. In a crisp British accent, Jane Collingwood fills this mystery with tension as the police investigate the 1990 disappearance of Charlotte Salter, who never arrived at her husband's 50th birthday party.
Collingwood portrays Charlotte's 15-year-old daughter, Eddie, as frantic, while her four brothers, who are mostly stoned or drunk, are voiced with all the nonchalance of teenagers. Collingwood ensures that their father comes across as utterly obnoxious. When the Salters' neighbor, Duncan Ackerley, drowns, Eddie stridently voices her concern about her mother's absence. 30 years later, another murder raises more questions and ratchets up the tension. Collingwood adopts mellower tones for the Ackerley and Salter families as they and hard-nosed D.I. Maude O'Connor uncover the startling truth. M.B.K. Harper Audio, 12.5 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $27.99.
We have come to the end of our program. I've been reading audiobook reviews. I'm Doris Lee. And this has been a production of Sight into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.